This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Was primarily a songwriter and guitarist for the Seattle rock band Soundgarden. It's funny, about a year ago, less than a year ago, I was in Cleveland. I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and there was some stuff from Chris Cornell. And you think of his songs and some of the hit songs, You Know My Name, Nearly Forgot My Broken Heart, Can't Change Me. He was supposed to, when he was on tour, he was supposed to come to Dallas, Texas next week. And, boy, there is a lot of people who are, again, just disenfranchised and saddened to hear about what happened with Chris Cornell in his early 50s. And, you know, whether he was the hard-charging man in Soundgarden or he was doing kind of one of those acoustic ballads, there's no doubt about it. He had an incredible voice with an incredible, incredible, incredible range. And to me, that's what I will always remember about Chris Cornell and some of his remarkable, remarkable work. And I want you to hear just a little bit of Chris Cornell. A little snippet from Chris Cornell. And, you know, I was thinking this, too, as a big fan of the James Bonds. This is a funny thing to think of, but as a big fan of the James Bond movies, I've seen them all. He was even somebody who was tapped for a James Bond theme song, You Know My Name, and that was from Casino Royale, if you remember that. And Soundgarden, of course, again, was when I think of him, I think mostly of Soundgarden, but Audioslave would also be a group that he led the charge for too as well. And I think the fact that he had that incredible range, like I said, where he could go from hard rock to kind of grunge, and then the melodic voice was amazing. So Chris Cornell, who was the front man for those two groups I mentioned, dead at the age of 52, a suicide. So another tragedy with a musician. In the meantime, what is the tsunami that is washing out of Washington? What is the latest there? Comey, 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 of course. And the conversation is about Comey and testifying, and ultimately the Comey documents, once they are combed over, there's a joke in there, by the former FBI director, is there going to be any there? And I, you know, you look at the fired FBI director, and you remember from earlier testimony that he said there was no Department of Justice pressure on this Russia investigation. So will there even be, you know, we've said this before, many of you have written me emails, is there going to be anything there in the end? I mean, you know what it seems like? We pay millions of dollars, millions of your taxpayer dollars to become like a society where the people that we put in charge are just, they're just constantly running through documents, looking at documents and trying to see if there's an investigation there. How much, you know, how much, if there's something into the investigation, how much do you think it costs to investigate Benghazi? And then ultimately, what was the result there? Now with everything with Russia. See, that's the thing. So if you, to me, if you go through the trouble of independent counsel and everything that that entails and the millions of dollars, frankly, that it takes to do an investigation, an exhaustive investigation, for goodness sake, show us the untainted, unadulterated report. You know, give us the transparency, meaning us, the taxpayers, we, the people. I think too often, you know, we forget about that side of it. What about we, the people? You know, where are we in the middle of all of this? In the meantime, many of you have written to me about Roger Ailes and the fact that the man who put Fox on the map, Fox News, certainly, there's no question about it, dies after a fall on May 10th at his home in Florida. And I think that it's been interesting to, I don't think, I know the reaction has been interesting because you really haven't had much of an outpouring of grief. And if you remember, it was just a year ago, all those charges, the sexual harassment stuff came up with Ailes. In fact, there were three lawsuits going on that charged him with harassment, and now he passes away. At one point, he was the most powerful man in news. The most powerful man, there's no question. Now, Rupert Murdoch, who made a ton of money thanks to Roger Ailes, said he was shocked and is grieving his death. Sean Hannity says that he remembers Roger Ailes as a patriotic warrior. And others are saying that even if they were sickened by the allegations and what was, and some that was settled, those lawsuits that were settled about Roger Ailes, they still say, listen, put that aside for a second. This guy reinvented news. He was the wizard behind Fox. So dead at the age of 77, absolutely a consequential figure who changed the way TV news is reported. Because especially when it comes to television and politics, that's what he was known for. If you go back and look into his history, in his 20s, he was a producer for the Mike Douglas Show. People forget about his background. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, my pal Annie Z sounds off, so to speak, here on America Tonight. Should we let her on? I don't know. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. See you in a few.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like that fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick?
Didn't just drop that off. Now, it's just casually mentioned so much, it's like the boy who cried wolf. I mean, come on. With the impeach. Give me a break. But so the Democrats are wise, since they lost, got pummeled, and have none of the majority, to not go down that path. It doesn't make any sense. If I were a Democratic strategist, I would tell them to knock it off. Because it's not going to win them any fans. It's only going to get other people aggravated. And look, you got a big independent block. And when you've got an independent block the way we do in the United States, that means it could go really either way. So my pal Annie Z, who's an executive from Los Angeles, is visiting. We picked her up tonight from the airport, in fact, and she said she wanted to take us out to a nice dinner. So McDonald's was still open, and they served breakfast all day long, so she treated us. Thank you, Annie.
Yeah, we're big-time spenders in L.A., aren't we?
Big-time spenders.
No, we went to Del Frisco's. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, Del Frisco's is a big, schwanky steakhouse. I mean, they serve other things, and they have Del Frisco's now in a few other places. You said in Los Angeles they have
Vegas.
It, right?
Yep, L.A., Vegas, all over, but... Yeah, I flew into come back to Big D for a while, see some golf, visit my best bud. But, you know, talking to you is like talking to a brick wall sometimes when you don't listen to my political views. You're talking about someone who lives in Los Angeles and is a CCR. And for all of you people who don't know what CCR means, that means conservative, Catholic, Republican. Try being a CCR in the world of Maxine James Brownhair Waters and Nancy Pelosi, who needs her, you know, it looks like she's up there on Valium every day. I mean, listening to these people talk about impeachment is just about the most absurd thing I have ever heard in my life. It really is. I mean, the man has not done anything wrong except try to do what 60 million, I repeat, not 6,000, not 600,000, but 60 million people wanted him to do. And he's been trying to do it, and he's been getting resistance every step of the way. And I am an executive at the highest level. I'm a VP. I'm a college educated, and I'm telling you, I don't believe in deep throat. I believe in the deep state. I believe that the Democrats could not accept that they lost. They just cannot accept it. It'd be like if all the Democrats lost to Mark Cuban. What do you think people would do if they lost to Mark Cuban? I mean, they just could not accept it. But you've got to understand, I lived in California, I still do, where Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected governor just because half of the population knew who he was, so they voted for Schwarzenegger. He was the biggest joke that ever lived. And this was before the Banging the Maid came out, you know what I'm saying? Where he had the illegitimate kid and everything else. And right now, I don't even think they're still divorced because their joint property is so massive. You know, one compound, another compound, this compound. I mean, the Kennedy family don't have homes or mansions. They have compounds. Okay? They have compounds. So when you talk about wealth, when you just have compounds, but, oh, you know, they have to give it to all the poor, but they still seem to have compounds. But getting back to Trumpy, I do call him affectionately Trumpy because I voted for him, so I have the right to do that. I think he's done a lot of good. He is his own worst enemy. I agree with that 100%. He's got to stop doing the Twitter, but you know that Melania has not been with him. She's been back in New York with Barron, and now they're moving permanently to Washington for his terms, which hopefully will be 8 years and not four. But someone has to have the stop button. Someone has to be able to take away the Twitter. That is his worst great enemy of himself, is the Twitter. But I do believe there is a Obama administration hangover that are literally sabotaging this man. I'm a college educated person, and my minor was in political science and my major was in communications. I've never seen so many leaks in any administration. I mean, you know, you may have had more leaks with Bill Clinton because the interns were talking after they got done with Bill. But other than that, this is unprecedented. He can't even talk to a world leader without it getting out. And I think any fair-minded person, now again, I know most Democrats aren't fair-minded, but most fair-minded people will agree that if a president is on a private call with a world leader, that is private, okay? So all these leaks, why aren't they prosecuting all these people that are leaking? Whether they're a disgruntled Trump or what I believe as a leftovers from the Obama administration, because I believe the one thing that is the worst thing that's happened through all of this, the night that Hillary Clinton conceded, you know she didn't want to. She'd rather have slit her wrist.
Right.
But she did concede, and I vividly recall that he made a comment that she was very gracious and said, we just need to make the country good again. Mm-hmm. She's done nothing to make this country good again. She's setting up her own political resistance movements. This isn't Mussolini in World War II. There's no resistance. He's the legally elected president of the United States. And all my Democratic friends, they know who they are. All the liberal friends that I have, and I have many because I can't convert everybody. I go, you've got to understand something. George Bush lost the popular vote, too. But you didn't see Al Gore whining like a baby in heat for 2 years after. I mean, have some dignity, have some class.
I agree. I agree with what you're saying, that you're right. After the election, it was like, hey, we have to come together. He's the president. Even there were a lot of people that were very liberal that were saying, who are well-paid commentators and have been in the political game for a long time, and they're definitely left, who said, he's the president, so let's give him a chance. He's the president. And it hasn't been that long, and we see, I do agree with you there, we see what's happening, and the leaks are ridiculous. And it is true that, I mean, to me, here's what I say. I don't care if you're, I say this all the time, Annie, on the show, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. We're all Americans, and let's have a conversation. That's the difference of America tonight. I don't want to scream over top of anyone. Let's have a, and you say, it's like you say, I'm intelligent, I went to college, I did this, because you're emphasizing, they say, that white women who went to college, why didn't they vote for Hillary Clinton? And there was
Hillary Clinton was a crook. If you're people that are now saying that Donald Trump is a crook, listen, people, let me explain something to you. And I think everybody, your listeners, I've listened to your show for years. Donald Trump, was it a surprise to anybody that he was a billionaire businessman? It wasn't a surprise to anybody. It was not a surprise to anybody. And how they tormented this poor about divesting from his company and doing all this. He did all of this stuff. But when he was running for a year and a half, which don't even get me started on that, this has gotten to the point of ridiculousness. There should be a 6 or 9 or 12 month max to be able to run for president. These people are running for president the day after he was inaugurated on January 20th. It's ridiculous.
And of course, today the big news is that Joe Biden is not ruling out running in 2020, which is very ridiculous. But also, as you bring up, and I
feel like 800.
Yeah, exactly. He's way too long in the tooth, I think. And then also what you bring up is something that many of you have listened here for a long time. I've talked about this too. It costs $1 billion to run for president. Why? Because, as Annie said, why are we running campaigns the second you're already in office? Because you have to do that. So, of course, the people around you, where's some of the focus? It's on getting you reelected, because that's my job. That's what we have to do. And it becomes such an arduous job that what about everything else we're trying to accomplish? Oh, but wait a second. We also still have to worry about this, or even in trying to get there in the first place, 2 years out. I mean, how long has Hillary Clinton been running for president?
Hillary Clinton has been running for president ever since she was in the White House and tried to tell Bill what to do every day of his life. Okay, that's probably why he wanted to go to Monica, okay? You have a rag like that kvetching at you every single day. Try it.
I love that. All right, so Annie, can you stick around and talk a little bit more with us? We'll have some fun. We'll kick it around. All right, hang through, everybody. And if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you know you're always welcome. You can shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Click on contact and you're in. Bada bing. Or
today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Thanks as always for hanging with us here on America Tonight. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, our cheap movie review, because yes, the insanity around us, we all need a break, and if there's a good flick to go and see, go and see it. If you go and see it, and you do your own cheap movie review, and you send it to me at americatonight.net, I'll send you one of my books, Level the Playing Field, or Invade the Man Cave, and there's actually one of the interesting movies coming out, I think, for some people. I don't know that it would be on my list, although I did see the first one. Annie, did you ever see we're here with Annie Z, who's an executive in Los Angeles. We're just shooting the breeze with my pal Annie, who's known me for a long time, one of my oldest and dearest friends. So we're peeling back the onion here on ATN. You and I used to go to a bunch of movies here and there when you lived in Dallas. We had a crowd. We had another friend that we would go to movies with and whatnot. The movies now, it's like all about this remake city. You live not far from Hollywood, and now they have another Alien coming out. I mean, how many aliens? Okay, Sigourney Weaver and the crazy alien coming out of the stomach and freaking us all out when we were 10 years old or 15 or whatever. Compared to now, how many other aliens? I think sometimes you got to just leave it alone.
Well, you've got to leave it alone, and Hollywood has no original ideas. I mean, you even have a Baywatch. My God.
I know, crazy.
Baywatch was just a TV show that, you know, was David Hasselhoff, for God's sake. And now you have The Rock, who's like the highest paid movie star now, you know. And there again, we're talking politics. There's been rumors that The Rock may run. What? Who wants The Rock as president of the United States? Seems like a nice guy. Seems like a good dude. Not a great actor. Makes action flicks. He's like this millennial's version of Chuck Norris or something.
Yeah.
Why would anyone like that even want to be president of the United States? Do you understand what it does to your life? Do people understand that? They're followed everywhere. They have Secret Service
forever.
Everywhere. Forever. Forever. I mean, that's half the reason Melania Trump has stayed in New York so the young Baron could, get a normal finish of his school year there. And as we were talking earlier off record, I think that's half the problem. Trumpy is alone at night in the White House with no Melania sitting there. They do say that she will tell him not to hit the send button on the tweets. There's no one. He's known to sleep 4 or 5 hours max. So he goes to bed at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. He's up at 4 or 5. First thing he does is tweets. Melania can help stop him because she seems to be a nice lady. I don't have anything against her. I think she is gorgeous. She's got to be the prettiest first lady since Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah, she's in her 40s. She just, late 40s, she just celebrated another birthday. And she definitely doesn't look it. Yeah, you're right. As far as looks go and elegance or whatever, there's no question about that. And there is something, I do think there is something to that with their relationship, because you could kind of see it here and there when you've seen them around each other. She kind of smirks and you can tell that, okay, yeah,
she
she's going to.
When she's pissed.
Yeah, 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 and doesn't like it.
No, she doesn't like it when she thinks he's gone too far. Everybody needs, the biggest thing I have to say to people that dislike Trump, one, he was never a politician, and that's what 60 million Americans voted for. They did not want another politician, okay? 60 million people voted for this man. He won the Electoral College by over 34 votes, okay? That's a lot, folks. That's a lot. The Rust Belt voted for him for a reason. But he's never been a big city mayor. He's never been a congressman. He's never been a senator. He's never been a governor. You have to allow someone to have a learning curve. And I hear the left wing, as Sean Hannity likes to call them, the snowflakes, not cut him any slack. Well, I don't care if I went into an operating room and someone said, okay, go and operate. Well, I have no learning curve.
Yeah.
Everybody has to have a learning curve of some kind. And I think that it's just been so unfair. And again, when he's been wrong and he's tweeted out stupid things or whatever, I admit they're stupid. I just don't think he's been given the same opportunity to make mistakes without being literally vilified. I mean, I can't, the biggest hypocrite in the media, by far, in my opinion, is George Stephanopoulos. He acts like the sun and the earth and the moon are colliding every day, yet he was with Bill Clinton, the biggest scandal-ridden, corrupt president we've ever had in this country. And George Stephanopoulos looks like every day is Armageddon. Shame on you. You are not impartial, you are not fair, and you are not a journalist.
Yeah, but to be fair, too, here's the problem. We also have a line with journalism versus talk show hosts. Talk show hosts, like what I do, paid for opinion. Get a journalism degree. Are you objective? Is there such thing as being objective anymore? Because it is ridiculous. It's a bizarre, blurred line. Because someone like Stephanopoulos becomes this personality, and then they throw out all this opinion, but that's not what a news show was. It was supposed to deliver who, what, where, when, and why. Hey, the president was here. Here's what happened. And even if you said, well, they're investigating this or this is happening, you were not peppering that with opinions. That was for the talk show people because that's what they do and that's what they're paid to do. So absolutely, there's something really crazy and cockamamie about that. And even it's funny you bring up Stephanopoulos because he had a lawyer up, a big lawyer bill. He's lucky that he's this personality and he has what he has going on now because of all of the scandal of Clinton. When you're an aide, you get questioned. You have to have a lawyer. And that happens a lot anyway in an administration, but especially if you're really being looked at because those bills add up quickly and they talk to every single person. If you're a mouthpiece, a communicator from the White House, you are somebody they're going to grill.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why it's the hypocrisy of someone like Stephanopoulos. I mean, give me a break. I mean, you don't think he wasn't questioned? You think Monica Lewinsky was the only intern that Clinton had in 8 years in the White House? Give me a break. And again, it's just the thing that was refreshing about Trump. And I'm a Republican. He wasn't my first choice. He wasn't my second choice. Hell, he wasn't my third, fourth, fifth, or sixth choice. But the Rust Belt in Middle America wanted him. I decided to give him a chance and give him a break. And I just don't think, in all fairness, 3 months in, asking for an impeachment, like I said, I live in L.A. I have to listen to Pelosi and Maxine Waters and all this congressman the other day who went on, Mr. Speaker, I do the impeachment. Shut up. Shut the hell up. Give a person a chance. He didn't kill anybody. He didn't. I mean, people, do you really think someone who worked all the way up to becoming a billionaire would be so stupid to say, hey, give me that secret phone to Vladimir. Let me see what Vladimir can do. You're all giving too much credit to Vladimir Putin in Russia. They may have meddled a little bit, but do you honestly think that Time magazine has a cover out yesterday or today with the White House and half of it is the Kremlin? I've been to the Kremlin, okay? I've been to Moscow. You know what? They got enough problems on their own.
Well, yeah, you make an interesting point. Why would you even meddle there? I think more that's what happened business-wise before, but then that goes to you got a businessman, and then that's who you elect, and they don't know the rules. They don't know the playbook. They're not political. That's what everybody was screaming for. And I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people were screaming for that. And then when you talk about the numbers and you talk about looking at the election, boy, it is so fascinating. And I think that the Democrats really are kicking themselves because they didn't run that campaign right. Forget about whether people liked Hillary Clinton or any of that. I mean, maybe that plays into it. But you said it, and we all know that now, handicapping it in the Rust Belt. And we had people call us, Tomas in Michigan, in Grand Rapids, on the night before the election, then into Election Day. Where is he? He's campaigning there for people who really need jobs and talking to them. And the Democrats have Bruce Springsteen, and they're in Philadelphia having a concert. And that just showed that they didn't get what was really the pulse of the American people. Forget the labels. It doesn't matter. It's like sports. That team was ill-informed. They did not. It was arrogant. They did not really realize what the country really wanted.
Right. And it's a simple fact that I had a lot of liberal friends in L.A., that if you go to lunch or something and they'd be aghast because they'd go, but you're a woman executive. You have a vice president title. How could you not want a woman to be president? I would tell them, I do want a woman to be president. I would love for a woman to be president. She was not the right woman for my vote. She was not. I felt she was crooked Hillary. I felt the baggage was going to be Bill and he was going to be at the White House. I felt the baggage was the Clinton Foundation. My turning point against Hillary Clinton, who never had a personality worth anything. If you ever read that book that the secret agent, Secret Service.
Right.
She treated them like, I mean, just terrible. She's not well liked. I mean, that's.
Yeah, hopefully we bleep that.
Well, okay. She treated like dreck. How's that? She treated them like dreck. But if you had a candidate that was, hell, I might have even voted for Joe Biden. But now Joe Biden in 2020, when he's even more in his mid-70s, that aura of the...
Trump is also in his 70s, but Biden is a retread, but he's a retread. So that's a retread again and again and again. And if I'm running the Democratic Party, that's not what I'm looking for, a retread.
But the Democratic Party right now, I can't be objective because I think they're mostly snowflakes, but the Democratic Party right now doesn't know what they want because they've lost the middle class. They have their high-end wealthy just like the Republicans have. They overcompensated by thinking that they would get the entire black vote. Excuse me. They won Detroit, but they did not win the state of Michigan. The suburbs of Detroit are very, very affluent and very diversified. And, that was their biggest problem. They read the campaign wrong.
Yeah, they read it wrong. Absolutely. All right, Annie, thanks so much. It's interesting to dissect and look back again and then look at the news today with Biden, as we said, and what's happening in Washington and the kind of the quelling of the impeachment conversation. When we come back, it's...
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On a cobweb afternoon in a
row. Chris Cornell, so sad. They're talking about the fact that Chris Cornell, the Soundgarden and Audioslave musician, died by suicide at the age of 52. Wow, what an incredible voice he had, without a doubt. Final turn here for this version of America Tonight. We're going to go to the movies in a second, but another thing that was terrible that happened today in New York. I've got a bunch of friends that live in New York, and one of them tweeted me initially, thank goodness there was a smart bouncer who helped catch the Times Square maniac. What happened is a guy decided that he was going to speed through Times Square and smash into a bunch of people. So he crossed over 45th Street, crashed into a pole. The car lifted up, spun around, crashed down the rear wheels, and the car caught fire. And this Richard Rojas was taken into custody. And apparently he was on K2. He had just mowed down nearly two dozen bystanders in Times Square. He killed one. He injured 22 more. Then, as I described, went on to Broadway and 45th. And the bouncer saw what was going on and immediately ran toward him. He got out of the guy got out of the car. Rojas got out of the car and started running and screaming, and he was just screaming and flailing his arms and whatnot, and that's what happened there. And you know, again, thank goodness they were able to nail him down and arrest him. But what an awful thing to see, and how awful for those people who were the victims that just happened to be there at that particular moment at Times Square. We really live in very strange times, my friends. Absolutely. All right, let's take it to the movies. There's a couple of movies out this time around. I mentioned Aliens. Can you believe it again? Diary of a Wimpy Kid and Champion. So we start off with Aliens. Let's roll it.
Sure about this, Captain?
How do you mean?
Covenant, and it's gotten 7 out of 10 IMDb, 2 hours plus this movie, sci-fi, obviously. Guy like Michael Fassbender, pretty well-known actor, he's in it. Danny McBride is in it, and there are a slew of other people I think you would recognize. I think it'll find an audience, but boy, I don't know. There's something about doing the same thing again. Alien, the initial one, came out in 1979, so think about it. Something completely different, and one for the kids, is Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Let's head to that.
There are caped crusaders, galactic guardians, and amazing web slingers. But for over a decade, only one hero dared to be Wimpy.
Are you kidding?
He is the Wimpy Kid.
There's one thing I've learned from my years of being a kid, that you have zero control over your own life.
Who's excited about the Great Heffley Road Trip?
4 days in the car. Together?
This summer.
Player Expo's in Indianapolis this weekend. It's only 2 inches away.
Tomorrow we ride, Comadre.
He's going further.
Changing destination.
Than he's ever gone before. And becoming a rebel.
I need to file a missing persons report.
What do your parents think about you guys coming to the Expo to play video games?
Oh, they have no idea.
Crazy Jill, they're a little slow.
Actually, I'd like to report a double murder.
From 20th Century Fox. A wimp will rise.
Come on, Greg! Greg!
Well, you said you wanted to get the boat on the water this summer.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. The Long Haul.
what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Yeah, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the books were very popular. The Long Haul probably finds its audience. Alicia Silverstone, main character in it. Jason Drucker, Charlie Wright, Tom Everett Scott also in this part of it. And it's a family road trip to Grandma's 90th birthday celebration, taking a very bad turn. The premise is interesting. The books, as I said, did well. It'll find an audience, that's for sure, because it's the kids who really love it. And finally, we cap everything off with Champion.
He's right on your tail now.
Look who's making it a race.
I missed it today, Daddy.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Drive, snort. Go off to drugs.
Your daddy's a racer. Well, maybe he knows my son, number 73.
They talk him up like he's the next big thing. He needs to be taken down a notch.
Wanna play? Bet I can take you.
I'm a good father to her.
Yeah, sometimes. It's a good thing she's young that she can't even tell when you're not.
I've been trying to meet you all night. It's Ray.
This is by far the worst incident.
When can I have her back?
I wanted to send you this message to let you know I don't hold a grudge against you anymore.
I was wondering if you could use a job.
My dad is taking me home soon.
Forgiveness.
Maybe you're not there yet, but...
I know you mean well, but that's never going to happen. Never.
Stop it! Okay, enough of the God talk.
If you could forgive him, I know he wouldn't be so sad all the time.
Be real for me.
That's not real.
You never know how much this pains me.
Yeah, interesting. A guy who's on the top of his career and then it all falls off. He's a dirt track racer, and it's an interesting kind of script that definitely found a home. And I think that at 1 hour, 56 minutes, throw in everything else in between, PG movie, I think it finds an audience. There's kind of a buzz for Champion. They've been talking about it for a while, and it's certainly... We'll have an audience, a Christian audience, that'll find it, but I think others too as well. Thanks so much, as always, for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Someone falls to pieces, sleeping all alone. Someone kills with pain. Standing in the silence, finally drifts away. Someone gets excited in a chapel yard, catches a bouquet. Another lays a dozen white roses on the grave.
What's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.